Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show, a place where business and thought leaders come to weigh in on important sales-related topics that you can use in your sales career and life. I'm your host, Jason Cutter. My mission is to get your help in changing sales from something prospects fear to an act of service they actually seek out and appreciate. Whether you're in sales, leading sales teams, or own a business, I hope this helps you improve your selling effectiveness and you can go out into the world as an authentic persuader. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 333 of the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you didn't catch it, make sure to listen to yesterday's episode. I talked about the sales success traits, setting up what we're going to talk about for the rest of this week. Yesterday's episode was about openness and willingness and how that's such an important piece. One thing I didn't cover is how I see openness and then these other traits being something that you can develop and grow and learn. Again, this is kind of my argument against the natural born salesperson, air quotes, being the only way to be successful in sales. I think there's some success traits that you can have that can make you effective in sales as a sales professional that might not come natural or might not be in their best natural form when you get started in sales. For me, I will tell you, when I started in sales, I was not very open. I get feedback, didn't really like it. Most people still don't like feedback no matter what, but you learn and develop to be open and eager about getting that feedback because you realize what's on the other side of that feedback, what's on the other side of that knowledge, that information is something different, is success, is a new goal, is achieving more or better or different, whatever that looks like for you. Now, for today's topic, then the success traits, we're going to look at number two, which is curiosity. Now, one of the things with curiosity is that there's a lot of times where people don't feel like they're curious. One question I get constantly in the interviews and the conversations I have is, can you learn to be curious? And I think you can. I think you have to have a base level of curiosity. Otherwise, it's going to be difficult. However, what I've seen, and I'll talk about my own experience, is that everybody generally has a level of curiosity about something. Everybody is curious and interested in something. Now, it could be cooking, it could be cars, it could be sports, it could be people, it could be all kinds of things, but people are curious and excited to learn about or dive deep into certain things. And what happens is you get into a sales career, and the key is to be able to bring that with you. Now, for me growing up, shy, awkward only child. I was in a dinosaur phase for the long time growing up as a kid. And then I transitioned into a marine biology shark phase, which then led to me getting my bachelor's degree from UC Santa Cruz in marine biology and then focusing on sharks. And for me, I feel like growing up, I didn't necessarily have a good relationship with people. My parents loved them. We had a great relationship. We were great, the three of us. But other kids, I didn't get them. They didn't get me. It wasn't the greatest thing. And so I wasn't necessarily curious about other people. I was curious about the world. I was curious about things, about science. Like I said, dinosaurs and then sharks and marine biology and super curious about that kind of stuff. And it wasn't until later in life as an adult in my mid, late 20s where I really started to become curious about people and realizing that I could apply that curiosity. Now, what was I curious about? In my scientific brain, I was curious about things out in the world or how things worked and then breaking them down to understand how they worked, why they did what they did. Why does a shark do this? Why do volcanoes do that? Like, how do these things operate? I am really good, and I've said this before, I am really good, and I love taking things apart. I'm terrible at putting them back together, right? Like if I take apart the remote to see how it works, just buy a new remote because it's not going back together. That's why I don't work on my own car, because I can take stuff apart pretty well, and then I'm always left, I have extra parts every single time, and it's not good. So for me, my curiosity comes from taking things apart and seeing how they work. When I got into sales, I started applying that more towards people and trying to figure out and being curious about people and what made them tick and what was at their base level and what did they want? What did they need? What had they gone through in life? And then how could I help them? How could I solve them with whatever I was selling or in a relationship or connecting them with somebody? And so that's for me where my success came in sales, in the bucket of curiosity. And it wasn't natural. Like I said, I didn't care about people. And I wasn't curious about people growing up, and no fault of anyone else, just my experience, right? My youth. And so again, it wasn't until later in life when I started to embrace that and then dive into that. And then it really, and this is the fascinating part, it really wasn't until I was writing this book, writing Selling with Authentic Persuasion, that I really looked back and I looked at my whole life and the career and before sales and during sales and everything that I learned, and realizing that I had made that shift. I didn't even do it consciously. It just happened over time. And that my selling effectiveness was mostly because of this curiosity, because then that leads to the discovery questions and diving deep, and then the empathy, because I'm doing it for a certain reason. And it's because I'm curious. And then I want to solve that problem, right? Not in a, like, I think I need to fix everyone's problems kind of a way, but in a, like, if you have a problem, I want to figure it out. And why did it happen? And then how do we get past it? And that's why, like, the curiosity, I've got to say, is one of the best examples that I know from my own experience of why I think anybody can become great at sales if they're willing to put in the effort and they have some of these base things at some level, some little spark of openness, curiosity, creativity, persistence, and authenticity. And they're willing to feed that spark and grow that spark. You can be successful in selling at a certain level, at a really good level, in my opinion, depending on how much you want to put into it. So I think that's the key. The key with curiosity is about having that inside of you where you want to know. And we've all interacted with people professionally or personally where they're not curious. They don't seem to care. They only care about themselves. They don't dive very deep. They don't ask you very many questions, and they don't seem to care. They don't seem to be curious, which then leads us to think that they don't care. And so the more you can do that, the more you can be curious about people and interested in people, and then willing to go as far as you can to figure out other people, then the more success you're going to be. The other part where curiosity comes in is about what you're selling. So what are you selling? What does it actually do for people? What is the service it provides, or the solution it provides, or the outcome it provides, right? So a cell phone is a solution. Obviously, it's going to help somebody communicate. But if somebody already has a really good cell phone and they're buying a new cell phone, what is the solution that you're selling? Well, in that case, you might be selling helping someone avoid FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. And so they're worried because all their other friends have the iPhone, the latest iPhone, and so they want to have it. If you're selling features and benefits, like you're selling somebody a phone and they've never had one, you're gonna miss the mark. So you always want to be curious about, like, psychology, behavior, why somebody would buy, what you are actually providing for them for value and benefit, and like what it would mean to them. So then your questions are then leading into that. But the more you can study those things, I mean, and I say this constantly, I feel like I have a minor degree or could be on the road to getting a second degree in psychology, based on how much I've read, how much I've studied, how much I've observed people, but then also read psychology books and books about the brain and behaviors and taken courses and assessments and dove into all that. And so the more curious you can be about all of that and then how that applies to your customer, then you can be more effective in selling because you're well-rounded and you're looking at the whole thing and not just, I have this hammer and everyone's going to want to buy my hammer. Well, maybe they don't. Or why would they want to? What's the end goal? I mean, I did an episode weeks and weeks ago about selling holes, not drills. And that goes into this, right? So if you're curious about the other person, if you're curious about the possible solution, if you're curious about the bigger picture of what you're doing for your prospective customers, then that will shape your conversations because then you're going to approach it different. So remember those two things. One is being curious about the other person, diving deep, being curious about what you do, what you provide as a service, and be curious about the world. Like, always be learning. I mean, I think there's people out there who are always saying, like, readers are earners, learners are earners, something like that. I think there's a lot of emphasis on reading, and that's like the pinnacle. And if you're not reading books, then you're not winning. I think there's other ways. There's podcasts, there's videos, there's courses. There's lots of ways to take in information and learn other than just reading. But I think fundamentally that the premise is true, which is if you're curious about the world, then you're going to do bigger and better and different things with your life. If you're not curious, if you're not growing, if you're not either reading or learning or trying to improve or trying to uncover new things in the world or in yourself, then you're going to be limited and you're going to be stagnant and you're going to be at where you're at. If you're happy with that, that's great. If you're not happy with that, then you're going to feel stuck. And to get past that and break out of it is to be curious. So hopefully that helps. Thank you for listening to this. I appreciate that. I don't say it enough on here, but I truly do. If you're taking time out of your day to improve your selling effectiveness, or you're listening to this so that you can be a better leader for your sales team and give them information, I appreciate that, because that's what the world needs more of, is more people who are taking in information and then improving their sales process to be more effective for themselves and for the people that they're serving. So I appreciate that. That's it for this episode. Tomorrow, we are going to talk about creativity. And until then, go out there and sell with authentic persuasion. Thanks for tuning into the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you found value in this episode, please do two things. Subscribe so you can get each new episode, and share this episode with anyone else you know in sales. Together, we can help shift the way sales is done. And if you want to find out more information about how to transform your sales career, or you want help with shifting your sales team from order takers to quota breakers, go to jasoncutter.com. Don't forget that everything in life is sales, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show.